I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. My guest today is Livingston County Sheriff Steve Cox, and we are talking about COVID-19 and how his department is dealing with the COVID-19 situation. Steve, tell us a little bit about what your department is doing.
Well, our office has been able to properly equip our employees with the personal protective equipment and those items. Thankfully, we had some of this stuff in stock before all this came about, and there was a rush because you can't find much of it now, as you know. But our people are ready. We've had training on it. We've had training on the bloodborne pathogens in the past. And in dealing with our daily activities, we restricted some of our office issues. Instead of just being able to walk in our office now, you know, you need to call ahead. We'll make arrangements to take care of you. We're not doing the CCW renewals and stuff right now. We've limited the interaction there because we are a small office. If we lose one employee for 2 weeks because of isolation or quarantine, you know, that takes a hit on us and our ability to help people. The court here has taken their own steps on things because our office is responsible for the security at the courthouse and bailiff duties. And, you know, courts changed quite a bit as far as what the judges are doing. But our office is the first people that you see when you enter the North Courthouse door. We have to do the metal detector and the security screening and stuff for everybody that comes in. You know, we've limited who can get into the courthouse now because of the courts and the commissioners and everything else on group decisions that were made. But internally, we're taking more calls by phone when we can to limit our exposure to people. On the flip side, we don't want to be unknowingly cross-contaminating somebody else. But what reports we can take on the phone, we're doing that. More contacts are by phone as far as maybe collecting witness statements and those things. Fortunately, our calls for service have gone down during this time with people at home. We're not seeing the traffic that has been out in the past. We typically get a lot of calls of traffic violations. Those have dwindled quite a bit. In times like this, you typically see domestic violence and aggression calls like that go up. Fortunately, we have not had that problem. I've talked to other sheriffs around the state that they're just flooded with it. And hopefully our trend stays the same and we don't have those issues. But our guys were restricting when we have people in our vehicles, the distancing of our officers with people, trying to take every step we can to make sure our people are safe and in turn keep the citizens safe. Our jail transports, we working with the courts and everything else, there's actually been fewer arrests because there hadn't been as many calls for service and those types of violations. We've still been making some cases on meth possessions and distributions and things like that, but those cases are going to be charged at a later time because of the court process. You know, the guys are responding well. We do have a deputy that's on quarantine for 2 weeks. You know, we've had a couple of those instances where we've had people have to be restricted, and that puts a bind on stuff. But, you know, the timing is right that with the school being out, Mike Lewis is a very good reserve deputy for us, and he's jumped in and helped us as well. And we're there. We're actually seeing our officers have been able to catch up on any work that was behind, so to speak, any cases that still needed attention. And they're able to be out on patrol much more because we're not getting the court papers like we were. We're not getting the calls for service that we had been. And we're out trying to be preventive and be seen and let anybody that's got ideas to do something wrong in our community know that we're going to be there. So,
when you are out on patrol, if you should happen to make an arrest, once that process is complete, do you guys have to do anything special as far as cleaning the vehicles?
We have some sanitizer stuff, disinfectants that all the officers carry that they can use on themselves, they can use in their vehicles, whatever is needed. It's a good question. We had an arrest here in the recent past. A person obviously was concerned about going to jail and this decided to fake illness and pretending he had coronavirus and trying to force himself to vomit and stuff like that. And anyway, so we have the mask and everything else for the person to wear, and they won't comply. It's just a big joke on their part. But, you know, when they wound up getting booked in, the first thing, because we had the jail staff ready for it, and you know, we'd taken temperatures and all this stuff, and there wasn't any problems. And anyway, the guy finally came clean. He's not sick. But, you know, I mean, it's just you deal with things like that routinely, and here you got somebody that's done a criminal act that wants to try and just be a pain and as the ramifications of what they're saying and who all it impacts and the extra steps you got to take. So, you know, it was an interesting experience. I think that guy learned a lot.
That is Livingston County Sheriff Steve Cox. Steve, thank you for your time, and this is Cop Talk.